Dakota.
Bark on one side of the door. Yeah, they'll open up.
It's Lester's first.
Yeah, Roger will be. I think Roger's first.
I think Roger is going to start.
Okay.
Guys, I think we're going to start with a few opening comments from our two co-chairs and from our owners, Mark and Ziggy Wilf, and then open it up for some questions. So, Richard, you want to?
Sure. Marilyn? Well, thank you very much for this very special moment. And on behalf of all the citizens of Minnesota and the great Vikings fans, we want to tell you how proud we are to represent them for Super Bowl 52 in 2018.
We couldn't be more excited. We kept hearing that it was a very, very close race. We knew that Indianapolis had done a fabulous job and New Orleans has done it over and over again. And so we just held our breath every vote. But we really feel like it will be a spectacular new stadium, a wonderful warm welcome, and the ice castle will be the icing on the cake.
Yes, it will. 8 stories high.
Mark, Ziggy.
I'd just like to say on behalf of the Minnesota Vikings, of the people of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, by the hard work of the Super Bowl committee, we're very proud to host the 52 Super Bowl. It'll be an exciting time. As I stayed in the room, I thanked all our partners for selecting us. And I know we'll do a great job, and we'll all be proud of the work we've done. We're working very hard right now on building a world-class venue, and I know now the impetus will make us sure that we do a great job. Thank you.
We're very grateful to the NFL and the ownership for allowing us this opportunity. A lot of hard work and effort went in by all the cities that competed for this, so we're very grateful for the opportunity to host Super Bowl 52. I want to make a special thank you to Richard Davis and Marilyn Carlson and Doug Baker, who chaired our host committee, as well as Governor Dayton and the public side of this public-private partnership. I can tell you on behalf of the Minnesota Vikings and our fans and the entire community, I know we're going to do a great job. We're going to make the league and football fans everywhere proud and make Super Bowl 52 an event we'll all be very proud of and remember for many years to come. So we're very grateful and thank you.
Mark, can you give a little bit of what your closing statement was like in there?
Well, really just spoke to the other owners as partners to talk about the importance of the public-private partnership and how successful a public-private partnership we've had with the civic and business community in the Twin Cities and in the state of Minnesota. That was number one. And number two is we want to ensure that this stadium project is a successful project for the league, and it's the centerpiece of our Super Bowl bid. So we emphasize that as well, that we're at a critical juncture in our stadium under construction now and going to the market with it. And we felt both the public-private partnership as well as the ensuring the success of this building were critically important, and that's what I emphasized.
Mark, Ziggy, both of you could just address what did it feel like when you saw Roger go to the podium?
Well, I saw our Super Bowl committee in the green room on TV, and the way they jumped for joy is the way I felt inside. We really feel great about it.
Mark?
And just to add, it is nerve-wracking, and again, we had great competition, but a great sense of relief and a great sense of responsibility to put off a great event for our fans and for the league.
How does having the Super Bowl ensure that the stadium's a successful project?
Well, I think for the community, it'll help the community recognize that this is a world-class venue. I think the ownership and the league by voting for this has recognized that as well, and it validates that with this type of event, our sponsors and our partners in this project, it'll just make it that much more of a reality and that much more of a possibility that this is going to be a premier and a premier destination for people around the country to come to.
What does it mean for you as owners to
we've been able to get this in your 10th season. Spent a lot of time delivering disappointing reports to this group.
Well, it's been a long, since we've been owners, it's been 10 years, and the many years before that, there's always been a drive to build this stadium, and thankfully, with the help of the governor and the legislature and our partners, the building of the stadium is going to come to the reality. But like I said, both for the stadium and for the Super Bowl, we can rejoice right now for being awarded these events, but the hard work is still yet to come, as I've always said. And we're going to work hard to making sure that it's a great stadium and making sure that it's hard that the Super Bowl will be a success for everyone to enjoy and really establish the Twin Cities as a place, and Minnesota as a place, that our fans will show our love of football. And that's what's exciting for me.
A question for the committee co-chairs. Over the past few days, a lot of the coverage had painted New Orleans as the front runner for Super Bowl 52. Did you feel like you were in the underdog role, and was this a vindication of sorts?
We didn't, either one. We actually came with our own story, and we had a really exciting message to deliver. And while we heard some of those same rumors, we heard it for the other city as well. And the way I see it, when you win and you compete against two great other parties and you compete well and you win, it makes it even more special. So we are very appreciative of the great work and the competitive nature of this. The NFL does a remarkable job preparing all three of us to present the most competitive packages possible. And to find out that you could beat two great cities in a time like this makes it even more special. And we applaud the NFL for bringing together such a great program.
I also want to say it's wonderful. This is an affirmation not only of the fans, the public sector, and all the private sector in Minnesota. I think it's an affirmation of the North. It came to Indianapolis, now it's coming to Minnesota. We have an entire nation of football fans, so it's really important to have some of us in the North from time to time get to have the big game and to celebrate and to let our fans feel the same burst of pride that other cities have when they can be the hosts.
Don't you know?
This question is for the Wolves. Blake from Minneapolis, from here, and you know you've heard the criticism about spending so much money on a new stadium, so much public money on the new stadium. What would you say to those critics today now that it seems to be bearing some fruit?
Well, again, this is a great example of a public-private partnership, and what I would say is we feel we have the greatest fans in the NFL in Minnesota, and I think for after all these years and all this discussion, I think they deserve the type of venue that they can enjoy and go with their family and their children and grandchildren and want to come to the building and make it an experience. And that's the kind of legacy we had been missing. And I think having this now with the Super Bowl validating that, it is, I think, a good investment, hopefully, that the public side feels that it's going to be something that generations to come can enjoy with their families and be entertained and for years to come.
Well, any of the chairman, maybe, what does this do for Minneapolis as far as a future Final Four host, maybe the college football championship? How does this play into what you hope to remake Minneapolis as that kind of a city?
Well, of course, last time we had the Super Bowl, and then we had the Final Four, and then we had the Special Olympics. And what it does is it extends our calendar, because sometimes people only think of us in the summer season or the fall and spring. Now it extends, because if we can demonstrate that we can host a grand party, people can have a fantastic time in Minnesota, that we have the capacity. We have so many new hotels that we've got great venues. The Mall of America has two brand new four-star hotels. One ours, the Radisson Blue is already built. JW Marriott's building another one. And I think the other piece for Minnesota in the long run is that we really, it's funny about Minnesota, we really like a party with a purpose. And the fact that we're going to be able to partner with the league and some of the physicians from Mayo Clinic to help look at not just how to tackle safer, but actually nutrition, performance, safety, all of that will be important for our youth, for the youth across our state. We hope to have a big coaches and youth clinic. But then we started the Taste of NFL, and it's gone on for 22 years. We'd really like to create something of value that maybe could actually go from city to city and help many, many children. As a grandma, I'm particularly interested, and I won it for a 12-year-old football player, so that's really important too.
Well, the economic impact will be quite significant because it's not our most popular couple of months, January, February. So this is one of the most exciting parts to this opportunity. When you think about it, we celebrate winter better than any, I think, any city in the country. It's what we do well. We've been doing it forever. And so this is a chance, as Marilyn said, to extend the calendar and show off. Imagine the TV feeds as they're moving to commercial breakers or looking at different parts of the community where there are people on the Lopet that are skiing across country, or they're out on a special toboggan, or they're doing things that we do in the winter, and we'll showcase that. And people, I hope, want to come back when there isn't a Super Bowl later on and say, this is a great place to vacation. This is a great place to try a different approach to celebrating and recreating. And we'd like very much for this to be the catalyst. It's also a global stage, so it's a chance to showcase a worldwide audience just how special this community is.
Do you have any numbers on what sort of visitors you would expect for an event like this?
Well, I was going to say, we have 100,000 in our mind as an additional input to the community for that. And we don't think it's 1 or 2 days. We think it's really for the week leading up to it. And in the Twin Cities and the greater Minnesota market, we're going to spend the better part of the year leading up between 51 and 52 to celebrate and kind of count down this moment in time that we can bring the whole world stage to the Minneapolis new Super Bowl.
What's next? What do you have to do to prepare?
What, there's more? We will now go back and we will now bring to fine-tuning all the ideas that we've created here today. We've got a lot of commitments we've made, all of which we will deliver on and then some, and we have a chance to go back and celebrate the community that supported the stadium and now that supports the Super Bowl and start putting the plans together. We have 3.5 years. We're going to act like we have to be ready tomorrow. We're going to start working on that day one, starting tomorrow morning.
So maybe you've answered this. When it got down to the fourth ballot, did you feel like you had it then?
I thought I was going to pass out because I've been holding my breath for all three.
No, we didn't get stronger or weaker as the ballots went. We were excited to find out we were final two, and then we, I think, just held hands for a while and waited for the final answer.
We were just holding our breath. But I think what we'll do also is we'll start recruiting volunteers. It's so much fun to be part of Super Bowl, and it's never hard to recruit volunteers. And in Minnesota, we have thousands of people who are waiting to help. Many who helped last time who are still kicking.
Are you all going to stay involved? I mean, I know you're just on the bid committee.
That's a great point. We're the bid committee, we're the host committee, and we're going to follow this through all to the very end. We have a larger team that isn't present here today, but certainly everyone with us is part of this great success, and we're going to bring that group and expand it significantly. When we came here yesterday to prepare for today, we brought virtually the whole state with us and everybody who cares deeply about Minnesota and the opportunity to showcase this great community was with us. And so we'll go back and we'll then recruit them officially to be part of something that's very special.
Are there one or two challenges that you face that are in the back of your minds that you know is going to come up at some point?
You know, the biggest challenge was to make sure that all of you felt that we could host something this big in the winter. And so not that challenge is over, but I think we've made that, hopefully that confidence in the minds of all that will say that this is a place you can come in the winter on purpose and enjoy it and celebrate it. That, and then just making sure that everything comes together as it should. But this is a very long period of time to get ready, and that's why I say from the very end of the whistle on Super Bowl 51 in Houston, to the very beginning of our game in 52, we're going to spend every bit of that making sure we're more than prepared and make everyone very proud.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Let's do a great picture. The whole team.
Come on.
Come on, Steve. You're part of the Steve.
Get in there.
Did you get Brett to take it?
Sure, guys in front.
I'm always in the back.
Get in. I want to get a picture. Okay, get a team picture.
What?
The hair gives you a little.
All right,
Melvin.
Okay, we're going to do a group picture now. Everybody, come on in.
Everybody in.
Can we say 1, 2, 3,
score? All right, Minnesota.
1, 2, 3, score!
Yeah, let's go.
Let's
go, man.
What
you got?
What you
got?
I got a
million.
All right. Are they good? Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Exhale.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you, right? Right?
We saw some of the commotion. We heard some of the outside. What was that moment like being in that room?
We know they're countdown to the
stay tuned, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going
to now we're
if there was one thing that clenched it for you guys, what do you think it was? Yeah, about that. I got to work on that.
I think that story was told
when you looked at this. Some owners and these guys don't know about Minnesota. Realize you're safe from this right now. Yeah. What are a few of the challenges that are going to be popping up in the next few months and the next year or so?
We're doing all the work, right? It's actually 3.5 years of the long term. So I want to see
very
Is there a dollar amount that over a million? Not yet. It's a concept. It's all obviously multi-million-dollar program, and that's part of what we are raising the money for. It's part of our commitment to the program that we will deliver something that they've never seen before in the NFL process.
All right. Ask this yesterday afternoon and work for your next
over. What's the update on the Biden fund?
Get 100% off?
I'll tell you what. We got 100% of the low numbers.
And that was the 34th election.
And then I actually kind of stopped because I wanted to find out just exactly what the sponsorship program was. And I'd say I have to get half of the state of Minnesota and then ask for more than half. So the question in my mind is just substantially comfortable.